This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
There's a partisan effort in Congress to force taxpayers to fund abortion. For decades, the Hyde Amendment protected our tax dollars from funding the killing and has saved nearly 2.5 million lives. Four of them are Deanna Fortin, an attorney from Louisiana, and her three siblings, born in poverty to a woman with mental health issues. Situations like hers are used to argue for opening the floodgates of tax funds to pay for abortion. They say people like her are better off dead than to be born into hardship. Deanna's response is this: being conceived in poverty should not be a government-funded death sentence. That's what it boils down to: the government using our money to eliminate our nation's poor and disadvantaged. Contact your elected officials at our website, lifeissues.org.
Like us on Facebook at Life Issues and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.